It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello. Hello again. Hello. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. They'll sell you an ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, go-kart. If your dad who wants to make your kids love you forever, get him a go-kart. My God. Hot Wings is always talking about how he gets his kids cool shit. So that's I always hear him say, yeah, we got a go-kart. I'm like, God damn it. You are going to make sure that those kids are going to take care of you. Good job. Candor Effect, who just started following. Welcome, by the way. This guy is just going to do whatever he wants. Start times be damned. Yes, it's supposed to be 10 a.m., but something hit the fan today. And sometimes that happens. And besides, it's the fucking live stream. Who gives a shit? Who are you, the time police? Anyway, Nick is here. He's a huge fan of Impact Power Sports. And he said he went out for a side-by-side rip yesterday thanks to Impact Power Sports. That's where he gets all of his gear. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. At the basketball game yesterday, Nick, you missed it. You weren't there. But there was an incident. And for once, it didn't have to do with me. I'm sitting there, and to my right is Phil. He's like in charge of all me and everybody, all the stuff that goes on off the court. All right, easy. Go with this read. Boom. Done. Tangent. Candor effects is easy. Show your butt and balls like you did on Who Are These Podcasts. I did not do it on Who Are These Podcasts. I did it on Who Are These Broadcasts. Broadcasters. I don't even know the name of my own show. But I'm glad that you're here based on that show. That's a great show. I love that show. Christian Blatt is a goddamn legend. We reviewed all of the media nonsense of the Los Angeles wildfire yesterday, and it was great fun. Thank you for being here, Candor Effect. Please follow and subscribe. Yoda World says it was a fun show. It's why I started following the network to begin with. Yoda World, you were a you found me through that show, right? Isn't that what you explained to me? Like, you saw Who Are These Broadcasters, you checked this out, and now here we are. That's exciting. I like that. So now Yoda World and Candor Effect, they come from the same place. All right? They might be from someplace far away from where most of my audience is, which is in West Michigan. Right now, about 34% of my entire audience is in West Michigan. The rest is faraway places. I don't remember where Yoda World's from. I think it's Bangladesh. And Candor Effect, if you can reveal your place of origin, where you live right now, it's always fun. Molly is in Wisconsin. Thank you for being here. Yesterday on Who Are These Broadcasters, we had, and I'll continue that story in a second. We had like our biggest audience. At one point, there was 160 people. And typically, you know, if we touch 100, we're happy. Now, in that world, that's not a big deal. And one of the things that shows, especially in the dabble versus brag about, is how many people are watching. So somebody will get on there and say, you guys suck. You've only got 95 people watching, which frankly, we're tickled with that. So when we get a show where at one point is 160 people, we're like, oh my God, holy shit, this is great. This is so much fun. I'm excited. Hell, if we have 50 people, I'm excited because that's like twice of what I normally get on this catastrophe. So I'm just tickled as shit. So last night I'm sitting there. I'm courtside of the arena, basketball court. You got two G League basketball teams duking it out. And Phil is to my right. To his right is Shanae. She is in charge of the music. And it was kind of like a downtime, so there wasn't a lot happening. We're coming out of a timeout. There wasn't a ton of people there, so it was reasonably quiet. And then piercing the silence is a song that starts with, "Here we go, motherfuckers!" Oh, my God. Actually, there was some gameplay going on because there was a guy for the gold named Gabe McLaughlin, who was getting ready to check in. So he's at the scorer's table waiting for there to be a pause in the action so he can check into the game. And he looks over at us and we look at him and he starts laughing like hard. And I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh. But then I had like, I was finished. I still had to do like another read, like whatever. Head down to the concession stand, get yourself some cheap hot dogs or some shit. But instead I go, ladies and gentlemen, I just jumped right on. I go, ladies and gentlemen, apologies for the language. That was a wrong button pushed or something like that. I'm trying to like do some type of damage control on behalf of Shanae, who hit the song. And it was that loud. The biggest MF you're going to think. Hey, all you motherfuckers. And then like the song kicks in or something like that. And I'm like, holy shit, was that just a disaster F-bomb? It was great. Phil looks panicked. I was immediately giddy with excitement, tried to undo the damage, and all the while, the guy from the basketball team is just dying. His face is red. He can't even check into the goddamn game because he's laughing so hard. And then poor Shanae, who hit the button, she's like, I swear I've played that every game. Every game I play this song. And Phil goes, yeah, we got to immediately delete that. The owner of the team is there, and he texts him, and he says, hey, sorry about that. And the owner of the team says, sorry for what? He didn't hear it. And Phil goes, never mind. But then he's curious, and then he comes back and goes, what happened? Well, big F-bomb hit. But when that hit, you could hear this audible, oh, like in the crowd. There was a noticeable groan of, whoa. I love when that shit happens. Doesn't happen that often, aggressively or awkwardly or in a weird juxtaposition of things. There was also some other nonsense that went down at the basketball game that I'm going to save for the Patreon. I've got actually two stories to share on the Patreon today that I'm not comfortable sharing here. Just blurting it out to the world on Twitch or Facebook or whatever the hell. I want to just say, you won't believe this shit. But no, it's a couple things. One does not involve me at all. I was witness to it. So that's good. I love that. Somebody stepped on their dick so bad that it's really going to come back to haunt them. Like, I think actually I saw someone lose their job yesterday. So I'm going to break that down to the Patreon. I probably have already said too much. And there's another catastrophe that I have to get to. That's all. This has all been since last night. Today at the house, it's been busy as hell because our beloved Madison had to, I don't want to say too much because she gets pissed off at me. Where Jackie is like, oh my God, talk about me. Did you talk about me? Put me on your podcast. Madison is very, very private. And I have gotten my ass beat more than once by saying anything that is like out of school, you know, telling tales out of school. So I'm not gonna do that. However, she was here last night, and she had to get up early and do something with her mom, who had to take the day off. So it was like an early girl thing. And I had to take Bruce to the goddamn vet because he's got like tartar on his teeth. And what they do is they put the dog under and then they clean the dog's teeth. However, he has damage to one of his teeth. And the vet says, so I'm going to take the tartar off. And if that damage reveals that it's into what's known as the, this means something, the pulp cavity, well, then the tooth has to come out. Then it's just toast. So Bruce may be out one tooth at the end of this. And that is the difference between a $600 job and a $900 job. Actually, $625 and $940 to be precise. Now, if it's just damaged superficially, they're able to do like a Bondo job on it, and then dog comes home. If not, they got to take the extra step, get rid of the tooth. So I'm kind of hoping that it's, I definitely hope it's a low one. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Donko says a pair of pliers will do the trick. No, I'm not really into just yanking my dog's tooth out. New guy Candor Effect writes, is the Van Andel Arena still paying minimum wage across the board like they always do? Which I respond with, who gives a fuck? What a stupid question. Did you march into there and they offered you a job and it was minimum wage and now your butt hurt? How interesting. Van Andel's paying minimum wage. Cool. Look, if you're going to be in the chat and you're going to ask questions and you're going to contribute, you can't be retarded. Two people with the same joke, Matt and Bob, just let Rick punch the tooth out. Chad going for the low-hanging fruit today. That's okay. It happens. All right. So we are one day closer to the Detroit Lions in their game Saturday against the Washington Commanders. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, that everybody's jumping on board with fucking Lions this, Lions that, Lions coffee, Lions cakes, Lions everything. And I've about had it, okay, because it's bullshit. And everybody's such a mark for it that it appears to be working. I guess this person who owns this shop knows our pal Maureen. Maureen writes, good morning, EZ. I thought you might be interested to see this story since you featured the Amon-Ra St. Brown cake yesterday. Sugar High Bakery in Frankenmuth, Michigan, is owned by my friend Heather, who also runs Saving Tails Animal Rescue and Outreach. Side note, she also bakes for my sexy Sheriff Swanson. Have a great day, signed Maureen. Well, if she bakes for sexy Sheriff Swanson, what are the cakes she bakes for him? Like his own face? So we can go around and say, look at this cake. It's handsome like me. Sexy Sheriff Swanson, he probably makes her bake cakes of his own dick so that he can eat his own penis in cake form. Linda says the same thing. She baked a cake of him in a sauna on a bike. I am so over Sheriff Swanson. His exposure is so high that I'm starting to root for the sex traffickers. My God, I'm so Swansoned out. This would be a lot better if you'd stay off fucking social media and do your fucking job, you fucking loser. Sheriff Swanson. Fuck that guy. Well, anyway, this bakery is doing the same damn thing that everybody else is doing. Now, this better be good. All right? Because if the one guy is going to, or the one chick is going to build the goddamn cake of Amon-Ra St. Brown upside down, this better be like a life-size cake of Ford Field. Let's check it out. Obviously, we're starting with B-Team News with this chick.
I know it's late, but I hope you saved room for dessert. Sugar High Bakery and Frankenmuth.
Nice lead-in.
Is making Detroit Lions,
because they're going to go out right now at 11 o'clock to that place,
themed treats for the team's playoff run. As Mid-Michigan now's Kyle Macon reports, you better hurry if you want to try one.
course we love the Lions. We're big sports fans around here. We all have our favorite. And
this is Maureen's friend who probably gets annoyed with her as well.
Time there's anything going on in the sports world.
Look at, they make a cookie like everyone else with blue and white on it. Thus, it's Lions.
We definitely love to jump on board and be a part of it.
Heather Russo, the owner of the Sugar High Bakery, is hard at work making some Honolulu blue themed cookies.
We have tons of Lions offerings. We kind of customize some of our normal goodies.
I always think that these establishments pay for these stories. Like, they gave the TV station $100 to do the stupid story.
And then we made something special for the game. We made cupcakes, chocolate-covered Oreos, chocolate-covered pretzels, and then we have our custom sugar cookies.
The bakery will even make you customized cakes if you order ahead of time. And don't worry, your furry friends are included in the fun.
We also make dog treats. We're a licensed dog treat bakery as well. In my spare time, I run a nonprofit animal rescue, Saving Tails Animal Rescue. And all the
don't support them.
Proceeds from our dog treats and our dog cakes and everything like that, we donate the money back to our animal rescue and outreach program.
The lion-themed goodies have been a huge hit, sending thousands of cookies down the field to 25 states so far.
I threw a picture online and just kind of, hey, this is what we're working on, because we already had some orders, and it just took off. Our phones and our email has just been blowing up, and we've made thousands of cookies. I'm running on very little sleep right now.
If you're looking to get your hands on some tasty Detroit-inspired treats, the good news is that they sell them year-round, but if you're looking to get it around the football season.
Shut up. I want the Commanders to win every time I see one of these stories. I, like, start rooting for them. Can't stand it. I'm overexposed on the team I love. Excuse me. Kander writes, I want Detroit to win it all, but it will be Baltimore because Lamar Jackson is a god. he's pretty good. There's no question. Maureen says no, she did not pay for that. Well, then that's just miserable that the TV station is like, we've got a great hot lead for a cool story. This bakery makes stuff that's blue and white. Oh, my God. Beef Squatch, who just followed, thank you for that, says the outreach paid for the ad. Yeah, there's dead puppies now because the outreach paid for the ad. Sorry. Not really. Jeff Daniels, I kind of love this. He wrote this, it's about a 90-second Detroit Lions song. This I do like. I don't care about bakeries unless it's Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Upside Down Cake. I mean, Lions fans will do anything. We're so hard up that it doesn't matter what it is. We'll support it. If some bakery decides to do a life-size Adolf Hitler wearing a Lions jersey, even Jewish people will line up and get a selfie with it because it has a Detroit Lions jersey. They will want the Adolf Hitler cookies. So you got Adolf Hitler with the mustache, but he's got like a Lions helmet on. Lions fans are all about that. They'd give full support. Because they're just bonkers about the football team. And I would say, who can blame them? But it's becoming ridiculous. I never thought I'd say this, but I now kind of want them to lose. So, I said many times that the Commanders are going to beat their ass on Saturday night. So you all better wrap your fucking brains around that right now, that all of this madness ends Saturday when the Commanders beat the shit out of the Lions. Jeff Daniels wrote this song called The Curse of Bobby Lane. For those of you that don't know, let me explain this to you. In the 1950s, the Lions had like the best player in the league. His name was Bobby Lane. He was the quarterback, and the guy was an absolute buzzsaw. The Lions are beating the shit out of everybody because of this guy, Bobby Lane. And Bobby Lane, living here in Michigan, he had whores everywhere. And so he would play the game and he'd bring all these whores. They didn't, and his wife. And they would love him. And he would then, during the week, he would frequent each whore's house, bang her, and then go on about his day. He also, back then, football players didn't get paid a whole lot, so he was installing white wall tires. So every day, he'd wake up, smoke and drink, install tires, lunch break, go to a whore's house, finish the work day, go to football practice, and then Sunday, beat the shit out of everybody. All sorts of whores, wife, kids. It's incredible. Well, the Lions trade this fucker to Pittsburgh. Now, he's like, fuck that shit. I've got all sorts of whores here. How can I possibly do this? Well, they said, fuck you, and they sent him packing. And he was pissed off, and he said, you will never win again. I am giving you the curse of Bobby Lane. True story. Well, they hadn't won since. 2 years ago, the Lions finished 9-8, did not make the playoffs. The next year, this actually happened. In fact, let me get this. Peyton Manning and Jeff Daniels exercised the curse of Bobby Lane. We're going to watch that, in fact.
Jeff Daniels and
Oh, this is the whole thing. I don't know. It might just be a news story about it. It didn't matter.
Jeff Daniels and Peyton Manning are working to lift the Lions curse of Bobby Lane. The newest season of Peyton's Places features an episode of Manning, Daniels, and Keegan-Michael Key, and it's hilarious. Omaha Productions sent us the entire episode to screen. It's going to debut on ESPN Plus for everybody on Sunday. Here's a clip for you now.
Why the f*** is there a bathtub in the end zone of Ford Field? Am I on drugs?
Trust me, Jeff. Google curse-breaking spell, and you'll come up with this. Fill a tub with 100 cups of water and a cup of salt.
It doesn't smell like water.
Because it's whiskey. Bobby Lane would have preferred that.
If this stuff really works, why didn't you use it to put a hex on the Patriots?
Belichick's dark magic was just too strong.
It is really funny. You watched it with us last night, Dave.
Jeff has always been funny, but Peyton's comedic timing is really
He's known to be
impressive.
A funny guy, too. Yeah. He's really good with it.
Right, so there you go. That's how it went down.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you. while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere. Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now Daniels has written a song. He performed it on like a Lions pregame show or some shit the other day. Or not the other day. It was actually quite a while ago. Well, he recorded it, and it's on an album. And he made his way over to the Tonight Show, of all things, to be interviewed, and he played the song the other night. So here's that. And even though Jimmy Fallon's in it, it's not fucked up.
On my phone was Peyton Manning. He said, Jeff, I feel your pain. Will you join me in exorcising curse of Bobby Lane? Just like that, we started winning. Just like that, we were playoff bound. Just like that, way up in heaven, Bobby Lane turned around. Say goodbye.
That's cool. You see, that's some effort. Written, recorded. That's fun. That's a hell of a lot better than local bakery lady making the same shit that she always makes, except it's blue. Maureen. Come on now. Paul is here. He says his mouth has gotten mushier over the years. Boy, everybody's a critic today. Give him a break. He's old. All right. I'm a fan. I wish that song was longer, actually. Tyler says, if you slap Lions colors on anything, it will sell like crazy. Lions KKK hoodies or hoods. Lions swastikas. The possibilities are endless for people to make easy money. Oh, God. Here it is. There, now Maureen's getting hurt again. This is Maureen's second bout of getting hurt by jokes this week.
Wow. Do all the bakeries support animal rescue and outreach like Sugar High does?
When are you going to learn, Maureen? This show might not be for you, after all. This is like the second time that you've, what was the first time this week that you got heard about? There was another incident. I lose memory of it because I got the brain like a goldfish. Linda, what did I bust her about that she took to heart again last time? And then I had to give her the lecture. You know? She writes,
wow, do all the bakeries support animal rescue and outreach like Sugar High?
And then she follows it up with,
I'm not hurt, LOL.
Well, how the fuck am I going to know? It's in text, you dumb moron. God. No. Let's see. Nomination for asshole of the day from your sister. So right now, hard and fast, it's between you and Sugar High Shit Bakery. So between Maureen and this stupid bakery that kills puppies, you are the assholes of the day nominees. Maureen says, or Matt says, is Maureen the new Kenny? Without a doubt, on the right track. Very, very close. I don't like explaining jokes, dits. I don't like having to give explanations about how far I'll go in what I do, dumbass. No hugs for you next time I see you. Tophus says, Kenny fucked right off, didn't he? We don't know that. We don't know that at all. Candor Effect says, where is the fucking dogs? Where are the fucking dogs is what you mean to say, dumbass. That's the only reason I watch. The dogs are with their mother. Shut up. All right. I want to play for you some of the Minnesota Vikings. I know it's a lot of sports, but tough shit. This is great. This is the play-by-play announcer for the Minnesota Vikings. His name's Paul Allen. And some other idiot. And they don't like the fact that they sucked in that game against the Rams the other night. And their quarterback, Sam Darnold, he played great all year, and then he played the Lions, and in that game he fell apart, and then in this playoff game he was even worse. And at this point, the announcers are fed up with this guy because they're realizing how shitty he is. He's in the white.
Him, Aaron Jones, Addison in motion to the right. Two receivers left, Rams blitz. Darnold gets away from it, steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Just run.
At the 25-yard line, he's sacked for a fifth time.
Oh, my God.
He's holding it too long. Just run, man.
Steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long.
Just run.
Throw it, man.
Just run.
Okay, hang on a second. I got to take this. This is the, this is Bruce's vet. Hang on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. He's fine. But he needs some teeth removed. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was Dr. Josh. Sometimes he's a little chatty. Nothing to worry about. I'm happy about that. But I think we're actually going to be well north of $1,300 when it's all said and done. You got to pull out a couple of teeth. One of them's fucked up. Ugh, fuck it. Okay. Candor Effect already laying waste with horrible, horrible attacks. This, you get this from time to time with people in the Dabbleverse. This is an aggressive audience base. The Dabbleverse is any audience that is part of the Who Are These podcast shows. And so that audience sect is, they'll turn on you in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, they will turn on you. So you might get in here, set up shop, and then watch the show. And if something you don't like happens, they're like, oh, they say horrible things about you. Like, oh, fucking die. I hope your kids get AIDS and shit like that. So right away, I have to take that phone call. which is a very rare thing that happens here. You all know that, but obviously it was important. And this guy writes, this guy is absolutely no fucks. I think you might say gives absolutely no fucks. He's going to do what he wants when he wants. Look at him just having a good long conversation. And then he follows it up with, hey, asshole, your audience is waiting for you. Yeah, dude, relax. Yeah, you know, this is a different group here. We're not so wound up, okay? And it was quite important, so I have to do that. And then he writes, you piss like five times a show. Well, again, that's another trait of dabble-verse audience members. I don't. That is quite frequently you get those large exaggerations in an attempt to be funny. Just understand this. Stay in your lane. You're an audience member. The only job that you have to, that you have here is to sit back and enjoy and love. So welcome. Yoda World says, yep. And Maureen says, thanks, Candor Effect, for taking the heat off me. All right. Where was I? But no, this is going to get expensive, without a doubt. And that's kind of like the price you pay. And when I went there, of having so many pets, when I went there, he's like, I noticed something with Benny's blood work. You might want to go home with this medication. I'm like, oh, God. And there was a time when Daisy passed 2 years ago, and I don't regret ever getting a certain dog. Love our dog so much. But when Daisy passed, we were obviously very suddenly down to three dogs. I never even gave it half a thought to just kind of let that settle. And over time, decrease the amount of dogs. Now, within one week, we were already ready to get another dog. That's the price you pay for snuggles. Thank you to Tag Accounting for being on board on this show. Go to tagcpa.net. That's tagcpa.net. To inquire about getting your taxes done from the folks that do my taxes, both my personal and professional taxes. You can call anytime, 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That is Megan and the crew over there. Getting your cars repaired. If you have a car, you have a hybrid, you have an EV, whatever it is, they will take care of you. 616-532-6600. That is 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Meanwhile, Kuiper Tree Care, if you need anything like tree removal, tree maintenance, I guess, pruning, tree care, storm cleanup after they fall after a bad storm, whatever you need, they can take care of you in West Michigan at Kuiper Tree Care. That's K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Thank you so much to them. Jeremy says it's not Easy's fault. His prostate is the size of a beach ball. I heard from a friend of mine who said, EZ, you've got the same prostate issue that I have. You got to try this. And he sent me a link. It's called like Eurolift or something like that. It's a technique or a procedure. And I don't know anything about it. And he says, yeah, it will alleviate you having to go to the bathroom so much. And then you won't need to take the drugs that have ruined your sex life. I go, okay. And he goes, make an appointment with your Euro and see about it. It's 100% safe. And I know this guy well. This is something that he wouldn't even consider unless it was 100% safe and approved by medical professionals everywhere. And I'm not sure what it is, but he says it's an outpatient procedure where you go in and it takes like 10 minutes and then you're done. And I'm like, huh. Well, what could they possibly do? I mean, I don't know the anatomy of how to reach the prostate gland, and it doesn't involve like any type of cutting or stitching. So I'm guessing there's only one of two ways to do this, and that is up the pee-pee hole or up the butthole. Now, if I had to choose between what they're going to go up, I would prefer it to be the butthole because it's a bigger hole and it's already used to a lot of vigorous work. So I think that that would be the better choice. So I'm hopeful that if this does go down the way I think it might, that that is how they do it. Very little research into this right now. I just know that my guy did it. My pal did it. And he says, you got to do this and you'll be much happier. By the way, he's like 15 years older than me. Joe Martinez is here. He knows a thing or two about these things. He says that they are going through the butthole for that procedure. Becca confirms that. That is a butt region thing. Well, that would be pleasurable, in my opinion. So that is part of the research project. More updates later on this deal. This could be exciting for me because if I can get back to EZ, to my old batch-like self, I will be extremely excited. All right, I want to go back to this announcer because I've got another clip of Paul Allen from back in the day. But let me start with this one again because I just thought it was fantastic that the play-by-play announcer screams at the quarterback, you're holding it too long!
Behind him, Aaron Jones, Addison in motion to the right. Two receivers left, Rams blitz. Darnold gets away from it, steps up in the pocket. He's holding it too long!
Just run!
Throw it, man!
Just run!
Paul. At the 25-yard line, he's sacked for a fifth time!
All he's got to do is pull that thing down and run and get as much positive yardage as he can. There were 5 to 7 yards easy there to be made. We saw Buffalo do this to him all day long because they're not always disciplined in their lanes. But if he pulls this thing down right there, he has a good 5-7 yards, if not more.
Right.
I mean, take what's there.
So I know there was a Lions guy who used to do that. His name was Mark Champion. He used to bitch at the team like this guy just did. He got fired. This is a moment many years ago when Brett Favre was the quarterback of the Vikings. He threw an interception in this playoff game, and the same guy got so pissed off. And listen to what he fucking said.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40, and John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
Looking at that play, he should have just held on to it, Paul. He should have. He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
This is not Detroit. Fuck. It's taken us this long. You know, however many years ago that was, maybe 15 years, where we could say, yeah, but what about now? This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl. All right. Tyler is saying that a lot of different procedures where they do go through the pee-pee hole. Rebecca says, my husband said otherwise. I don't know. Maybe the husband actually had that procedure done. I know that Rebecca's husband, his name is Kevin. I think he's like 80 years older than Rebecca for what I saw. I mean, because I met them at the basketball game. and I see what looks to be like a 25-year-old woman in front of me, and then her husband is like a grizzled old man. How did he do that? She's into not only black guys, but old guys too. She's into old black guys. Like, if she's in a record store and she sees like a John Lee Hooker record, she's like, ooh, ooh, quiver, quiver, oh boy. You know? She watches like old videos of Richard Pryor just to get in the mood. Rebecca says, oh my God, he is not. But he is one of a long, long list of easy audience members whose husbands want to kick my ass. You could have an entire army of these people who just not about it. Nothing I say is in any way entertaining. All right. Just holy fuck. My God. I love that phenomena. And I don't know what it is. I think it must be jealousy. I think that that's what it is. I have a captive audience with all these lovely ladies. 99% of my audience now is ladies, by the way. And their husbands are like, Jesus Christ, 3 hours a day you're sitting with this dumb son of a bitch. Holy fuck, what about me? And she's like, oh, fuck you. And so, you know, that's the way it is. Tyler says Morgan Freeman equals instant moistness. Becca says he does not hate me. All right, maybe I misunderstood. The Cream Queen is here. It's been way too long. Brought to us by our pal Molly. Welcome back. Hello to you. I forget where she is. All right. Let's see. Jeff Daniels, yes. Football calls, yes. Stupid cakes from Maureen's friend. Boy, I don't have a ton of shit to get to today. I feel kind of bad about this. Part of what I just can't wait to tell you about, the shit that went down at the goddamn, I don't even want to say too much, that I'm saving for the Patreon. It's just burning on my brain. Rebecca says, Kevin only listens to sports shows. Oh, come on. All right. Just like What's-His-Face said, I am actually going to take a leak. I'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here. Stand by. Now say goodbye to all that sorrow. Say goodbye to all that pain. Say goodbye to same old lions and the curse of Bobby Lane. So this little fucker up north across from the hard living line is in deep shit. 12-year-old. Stole his dad's car. And then, like, he drove all throughout the hard living line communities. And they're finally tracked the fucker down. Stole dad's car in the middle of the night Saturday and drove it to another hard living line area, Clare County, before the cops found him. Deputies said dad called them at 2:35 a.m. to report that the little fucker took the car and didn't know where the kid was or where he was going. Sheriff's office gave information on the incident to surrounding counties to help search for the boy. Deputies stopped the boy in Clare County, and dad took custody of him and the vehicle. The sheriff's office said a report was submitted to the prosecutor's office for the review of joyriding. The 12-year-old boy was alone in the car and no damage or injuries reported. And now, the prosecutor's office in the local area is trying to decide whether or not they're going to prosecute the 12-year-old. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.